How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network with the Rain and Jays reunited once again. I'm John Corrales, that's Jay King, welcoming you back for another power-packed episode talking about the most important news of the day, a Larry Sanders Twitter poll, and a way-too-early summer forecast of the Eastern Conference standings. That is where we are in this offseason. Jay, this is big, big stuff here.
We have reached it's amazing how quickly it goes from like every day there's news and news and news and rumors and rumors and rumors, and then bam, you're like, okay, the big news of the day is Larry Sanders Twitter polls. That's it. That's what I'm writing about today, guys. Larry Sanders Twitter polls.
Just so you know what our plan is, we've been going daily. So thank you for listening to us daily, wherever it is, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever it is you get your podcasts and subscribing. We thank you for that. This is going to be the last week we do our daily shows because, quite honestly, entering August and September, that's the dead period. There's going to be nothing to talk about. I know you love to hear our voices. We've got very soothing, calming voices, but you're just going to have to deal with it. We're still going to podcast, though. We're still going to do like one or two a week, but we're going to try to let some news build up, maybe talk about the Olympics or whatever, or maybe someone else will post a Twitter poll and we'll talk about that. So let's just dive right into it. Larry Sanders put it out there on Twitter. I think he's trolling us, really, but he put it out there on Twitter, said, which team do you believe will utilize my skills the best? And here's the funny thing. He did one where it says Celtics, Knicks, Cavs, Warriors. By the way, the Celtics currently in the lead there with 39% of the vote, maybe because some of us have picked it up on our Twitter. But then he put out another one that said Bucks, Lakers, Heat, Dallas. So Larry Sanders is out there trolling us. But let's play along. Let's try to figure out. Looks like Larry Sanders is starting to, I don't know, maybe think about making an NBA return.
But then there was the other interesting wrinkle, which is the perfect offseason wrinkle, which was Isaiah Thomas then went and followed Larry Sanders on Twitter. And then somehow Celtics Twitter people discovered that and unveiled it to the world. And now it looks like Isaiah Thomas was at least intrigued by Larry Sanders' Twitter poll this afternoon and decided that he should go and recruit Larry Sanders, even though the Celtics have like seven big men right now.
Right.
And just agreed to re-sign Tyler Zeller and really don't have room for a shot blocker, even though they could use one. So, it's a weird world in the offseason. Larry Sanders.
But hey, look, here he is, 6'11", athletic shot blocker. Can, you know, fly around the court. That's what Brad Stevens wants to do, is run around the court. I'm not even editing that out. And he fits. I think he fits. That would be actually a good signing. And if they had to say, all right, never mind Ben Bentel and never mind whomever, you can clear a few spots away and bring him in. But I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but I think that would be good. I think Larry Sanders and the Celtics would be a good thing.
Yeah, it would almost be like the JaVale McGee signing from a couple of years ago. The JaVale McGee near signing, which was so close to changing the direction of the Celtics franchise forever. But it would be like that, where you buy low on a guy and he has a lot of potential. Larry Sanders was a much better player than JaVale McGee was. Larry Sanders, in his prime, was one of the best rim protectors in the entire NBA. And he's limited in other ways, but that dude can really, really protect the paint. If he's in shape, if his mind is right, if he's mentally healthy, if he's engaged, if he likes playing basketball this season, then he could be a good type of signing. And, but again, he's just throwing out polls on Twitter with 18, so this doesn't seem like anything serious right now. And again, the Celtics don't really have much space on their roster for him, barring trades, which could happen.
Sure, absolutely could happen. I mean, look, it's going to happen in the middle of August when we've both decided we're going to take vacations or something, and somehow, some way, we're going to have to try to – I'm going to be on, like, some long-distance tin can payphone from some Central European country on vacation trying to podcast about the big trade that happened while I turned my attention away for just a moment.
We're going to be wiping the sand out of our microphone.
Hey, well, microphone in one hand, margarita in the other. That's fine.
I'm okay with it.
So, okay. So that's some fun with Larry Sanders. Who knows what this guy's doing? You know, a few weeks ago, he was tweeting out screen caps from, you know, of the Warriors, like from the movie. So who knows? He's toying with all of our emotions and hinting at some sort of comeback. But like you said, he's got other things that he's doing. He's got to get himself together.
He's got his music career to think of, man. He's got that music career.
Yeah, hey, look, whatever works for him. But if he ever does get himself back together in a frame of mind where he wants to play basketball and is committed to playing basketball, I'd love to take a shot. I'd love to take a shot with him. I think he's exactly the type of guy the Celtics would want in that role.
Although I will say this year, you know, with Al Horford and Amir Johnson, they do have two good interior defenders.
Sure, yeah.
It's not like last year, I don't think, where they're really in need of that extra shot blocker. I think they could use one, but right now, the way they're set up, they can play small ball a lot. They can have Horford and Johnson kind of split the minutes in the middle. I like that feel that they have in their rotation right now. And obviously, Sanders, if he's healthy, if he's in shape, then, yeah, he helps. He's a really, really good defender. But if he's not at his peak, then I think, you know, you're probably better off giving those minutes to somebody else.
Right. Well, let's just use this opportunity to transition into this year's roster. And ESPN, they like to do this summer forecast to get through the dead times. So they put out today a way too early projection of the Eastern Conference. And wouldn't you know it, the Celtics, they have a projected 51-31 record, tied for second with the Toronto Raptors, which would be a bit of an improvement from last year, a three-game improvement, which adding Al Horford, you feel like it'd be worth more than three games. But that's still not bad. I think somewhere in the low 50s is about right for this team. I think the 48 wins last year was a bit of an overachievement. So
I don't think so. I'm going the other way with this. I'm going they're going to get 54, 55.
Okay.
And that's if they don't make any more moves. I think they'll miss Evan Turner, but I think Smart will play better. I think Isaiah Thomas, Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder are all on the upswing of their careers. Those guys are all progressing. I think Kelly Olynyk will have a better season. And I big thing here for me, they won't waste half the year playing big lineups all the time. Like last year, the David Lee lineups with another big man were just killer for them. Those lineups destroyed
them. Terrible.
And they were about 500 halfway through the season. So they wasted an opportunity to get wins before the All-Star break. So I'm going with having Al Horford, having that rotation more set from the beginning will lead to 54 or 55 wins if they stay pat. And I think, you know, they will miss Evan Turner, as I said, but I think they'll have guys step up there, and I think Horford will just be a real improvement. And then the rotations from day one will be better with better shooting. And, yeah, I'm sold on this team being at least competing for the number two seed in the East.
Oh, I absolutely think they'll be the number two seed in the East. Or right, at least competing. Like, tying with Toronto is not out of the question at all. And so, whatever, we'll wait till we get a little closer to the season to make our actual number of win predictions. But
yeah, they're going to get Russell Westbrook and Blake Griffin in a couple weeks.
Yeah. So, I mean, that changes things a little bit. So let's be patient before we start, lowballing here. Yeah, it could be a 62-win team for all we know. But in the East is going to be interesting. So let's look at the competition. The Toronto, which was the number two seed last year, they lost some of their bigs. They've got Sullinger now, but they lost Biombo. I'm not going to go crazy about losing. He was okay. He had one good playoff series. He was okay last season, but I don't want to.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I do not.
So there are these characters that are called the Unsullied. And someone tweeted me today that I really missed an opportunity, or texted me today that I really missed an opportunity to call the Celtics the Unsullied after they lost Jared Sullinger. So I blew that.
Yeah, sorry. I'm like one of three people who doesn't watch that show.
Well, I've never seen The Simpsons, so we're on the same page.
That's a little more egregious to me, but I digress.
Yeah.
So, okay, the Raptors, you can argue the Raptors will have taken a step back. And then that brings you to the next tier on this list. They've got the Pistons, which the Pistons are an interesting team. I think they're in line for, potential home court in the first round. The Pacers made some interesting moves. They have them tied for fourth. And then they have
– You think the Pistons are going to be home court?
They have a chance to fight for – I don't know. I'm not saying they will be, but I can see them finishing as high as fourth. Yeah.
I'm not sold on them. So I've got Cleveland 1, Boston, Toronto 2-3. And then you think they have a chance to be fourth after those?
They have an opportunity to compete for that. I just kind of like their makeup, and I think they're a pretty good team.
Yeah,
they're pretty good. I mean, look, they could go. We're getting to a point now where if they win 45 games, they could get fourth. But if they win 44 games, they can get seventh. Like I think this is still going to be very tightly packed, like it was this past season. Where, the Celtics tied for the third best record in the conference and were the fifth seed. So I think Detroit is going to be in that mix, and they could be one or two games away from getting home court, or they could surprise people. It depends on what Indiana does, how they do, and the Hawks. Like, what are the Hawks going to be?
Yeah, what does Dwight Howard do for the Hawks? That to me is one of the high variance teams in the East. I could see that not meshing. I could see that just not working at all after losing Teague, substituting Howard for Horford. I could see that whole system just being shot, Kyle Korver getting a little older, and things just going wrong there. But I could also see it kind of working. Like, Dwight Howard is still really good at basketball.
Yeah.
And maybe if Schroeder is ready to take over full-time PG responsibilities, then they could be pretty damn good again. And then the Pacers are just a weird team to me. I have no clue what to expect from them. Paul George is fantastic.
Yes.
He's your boy. And
still
then,
hold out hope for getting him someday.
Other than that,
but anyway.
Like, yeah, they just have a weird, weird roster with, like, Thad Young, Monte Ellis. Who else they have over there? Jeff T. Just a weird team.
It's I don't know what to make of them, but they are, and they've got a new coach, so they
and big Al Jefferson.
Oh, that's right, Al Jefferson. I don't know what is going on there.
They just threw together some random names, like just picked up absolute random guys who have been good at basketball or better at some point in their career.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go through our preseason or something. How are they gonna play? How are those things gonna fit together? But the Pacers are in that mix too. I don't think any of these teams are gonna separate themselves. So you've got Cleveland, who is clearly the class of the East, obviously. Then Celtics and Toronto, I think, have separated themselves from the rest of the pack. Those two teams, I think, are clearly better than Pistons, Pacers, Hawks, Hornets. The Hornets, they lost Jefferson, they lost Lynn. Those two guys were huge. I mean, Lynn was like, I thought he was sixth man of the year potential last year. And so I don't think the Hornets are going to do anything. They might be taking a step back. And this projection has Washington as the eighth seed and the super team New York Knicks somehow tied for ninth.
Kaminsky, bro. the Knicks are another team I'm fascinated by. Like what is going on over there? They could be really good. I'm not ruling out that they could be really good. Let's say Porzingis takes the leap, which is possible, and Carmelo's still Carmelo, and Derrick Rose, he'll never be a superstar again, but I'm not ruling out him becoming a good point guard again. And then if Joakim Noah helps, like they could be pretty good.
They could be. I wouldn't
be shocked if they stink.
I think the ceiling for them is like the sixth seed. I think that's where they end up. Maybe the sixth seed.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if they stink. I wouldn't be shocked if they – I think if everything goes right, they could break higher than the sixth seed. I think Porzingis has true star potential, and it's just a matter of when he untaps it.
But let's
– And if he untaps it early – You never know.
The East is going to be so wild because, okay, the Bulls aren't going to be very good, but they got Rondo and Wade and Butler in the backcourt.
Another
weird
bizarre
like
team.
This is a weird setup, man. Like no one on that team can hit a three. It's just sag.
Hey, Bobby Portis, man, summer league hero.
That's true. But look, Chicago is one of those weird teams too. We have a bunch of teams that could win between 40 and 43 games. That's not a lot of separation, three wins. And you got a lot of teams that are in that realm of potentially 40 win teams. What about the Milwaukee Bucks? The Milwaukee Bucks could be good. Milwaukee Bucks could be good. This has them as 11th and 39 wins. I don't know about that, man. And putting Antetokounmpo at the point, like, that's just a wild team. And Middleton is a really good player. Now,
they
got Delly. They got my boy Teletovic. That, you know, one of my targets.
Oh, that's your boy. Teletovic has always been
your boy. That's the guy I've been talking about, that solid bench player. But look, they needed some shooting. They got it. Middleton, like I said, is an emerging star player. And Antetokounmpo is this wild, like, 7-foot-tall point guard all of a sudden. They could be really, really good. They really can be good. And
so many teams that could be like really good, or at least better than average, or it could just be like not.
Like, can't you envision a scenario where the Milwaukee Bucks are the 4 seed or the 5th seed?
It wouldn't be crazy. I mean, what were they a couple of years ago? The 6th seed, and that was when everyone was 2 years younger. Yeah. You know, so it wouldn't be absolutely
no.
Nuts.
It wouldn't be like, oh my god, what an upset these guys are. It wouldn't be like the Magic getting fighting for home court. That's like
another bizarre team, by the way.
Like there's two really bad teams in the East, Philly and Brooklyn. Those are washes. Orlando's a weird team. What I don't know what they're doing, but now they've got Ibaka and Biombo, so like no one's gonna be able to score in the paint on them. So and who knows what Jeff Green is, you know. Actually, no, we know what Jeff Green's going to be.
I forgot they have Jeff Green over there. Like, that's another truly weird. The East just went full bizarro mode.
It's fun. Like, this entire show so far has been us, like, sounding really confused about these teams in the East.
Yeah, like, just remembering certain guys are on certain teams and be like, ooh, that's intriguing, but wild.
You know, Miami's going to be bad. Miami's going to be bad, especially if Chris Bosh can't play. They're going to be bad. I don't care about Whiteside, and Justice Winslow is nice and all, but they're without Wade and without Bosh, they are toast. So you can throw them in the bottom three or four with the rest of those teams. But man, you have legit 10 or 11 teams in the East. What just happened? Where are you?
I am at my apartment.
I just heard people laughing. Like, there's a laugh track. There are like 10 or 11 teams in the East that can finish anywhere from like third or fourth to 10th.
Yeah, and the Celtics are going to be two or three.
I love it. I think, so maybe this is the time to end this show. I think maybe we've talked enough today.
There wasn't much to talk about.
I think this is it. I think this is good. This is a quick one. We're going to let this thing settle in. So basically we agree that the Celtics would be one of the top. They'll probably be second or third in the East. And then it gets really wild after that. And we're going to have to wait and see what the rest of the offseason brings. But I have a hard time figuring out these teams. I think August is going to have to be spent like analyzing everybody's rosters and remembering who's on which team before we really make calls on how this season's going to go.
I was fully stunned to remember that Jeff Green is on the Orlando Magic.
Al Jefferson's on the Pacers. Jeff Green is on the Magic. Like, oh, right. Dude, Dwayne Wade's on the Bulls. Like, this is crazy.
It's a weird, weird time.
Yeah. All right. That'll do it. We're going to let you guys go. We're going to let you go. Thank you for listening. This reminder, as always, iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. If you haven't seen the link, if for some reason you stumbled onto the show, search Locked On Celtics, subscribe, rate us, comment, tweet us, @RedsArmy_John, @ByJKing. That'll do it, man. You guys have a good night. Have a good day. Whatever you're doing, we're going to go try to dig up some more stuff to talk about tomorrow on the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.